Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio this evening by Charmaine Lee, also known as Prawn Me. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, I have a question. Hello. Do you like Prawn Me?
Yes, I love Prawn Me.
Why did she call herself that?
No, I call myself that because my name is Charmaine, right? And I went to a Chinese school. Uh-huh. So my Mandarin teacher did not know how to say Charmaine properly, so she called me Xia Mian.
Oh!
Which is what Prawn Me is in Mandarin.
And it stuck.
Yeah.
Literally. Stuck. All right, so during this setup, we were talking about how you're a digital illustrator, mm-hmm. 120,000 followers on Instagram, teaching at the One Academy.
Yes.
And I said I was very taken by the artwork that you've done. Mm. I think the quality of it is incredibly high. And, you know, you brought in some prints and we've seen these prints. They're beautiful stuff, you know. How long have you been doing this?
I think about 4 years for right now. Yeah, like really doing it properly, like posting on social media, updating my sites, posting regularly. I don't consider the things I did back in high, like in school when I was a student as anything. I didn't really post anything online. So I guess I've been doing this, like what you see on Instagram now, like for 4 years. But this Instagram account has only been, it's only a year old.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Do you paint and then you sell your art, or do you just paint for fun?
Okay, originally started off as painting for fun because I'm a fan of a lot of things. So I'm in a lot of fandoms and I draw mainly fan art. Mm. Okay, so that's what my art revolves around, fan art. Mm. And people started asking me, do you sell prints? Would you actually sell your prints in the future? And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll try getting a booth at a local event, Comic Fiesta, and I'll try selling it there. And as the years went by, the demand got higher. And so I'm lucky that people want to buy my art. They like my art enough to buy it. But that was not the main purpose of me starting to draw.
So what was?
Just falling in love with characters I watch in series, in movies. I don't know. Like, a big part of my art is, like, creating scenarios that didn't happen in canon or, like, in the movie or the series. Like, I want it to happen.
Right.
So I draw it. Yeah.
Secretly, you're thinking, game developers, listen to my artwork, make this happen.
Not really. If it happens in canon, then it's done already.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Like, I'm fulfilling my own fantasy elsewhere. You know what I mean?
I see. Okay, we're going to take a short break. Before we do that, quick reminder, 016-201-9000. What are we giving away?
Well, we're giving away Malaya watches, all thanks to our friends at Malaya Watches. Now, the question is, JC Leyendecker was a premier cover illustrator for which popular magazine in the US? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget, tell us why you deserve to win.
We'll be back with Prawn Me and Adeline in just a few minutes.
I love that nickname. I love the Instagram handle.
Don't go anywhere, folks. If you want to stand a chance to win one of those Malaya watches, 016-201-9000. Right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
This is
Prawn Me.
She is.
Prawn Me.
You didn't sound like very happy about it. Like, yeah, Prawn Me.
Prawn Me.
Prawn Me. Okay. Prawn Me, otherwise known as Charmaine, digital illustrator, teaching at the One Academy. What is it you teach there exactly?
I teach two main subjects, which is 3D Maya Essentials. I teach the software, the 3D software Maya, to all those students who are going to, who start digital animation.
Right.
And they have to learn this software because that's the main software we use.
Okay.
For our course. The next one is digital painting. So I teach them lighting, color, environment, basic portraits. Yeah, these are the two subjects I mainly teach.
I mean,
in
how,
Grand Academy.
How did you get into the kind of realm of digital painting, right? And why not kind of traditional oil-based or watercolor-based painting instead?
Okay, I had that in class as a student, and I was pretty messy with it, actually.
Isn't that the idea?
Yeah, I'm messy, not is art.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not really good with my fingers. So, digital painting was something my friend was doing already. So, her name is Sari, and she taught me how to. She introduced me Photoshop and the tablet, the stylus, and she told me to. I know you come to my house and try it out. So we were sitting in her room one day, and she would draw a face and I would paint a part of it and she would paint the other part of it, and that's how I started painting and I got hooked onto it.
Right.
But back then I didn't know what to do with it. I knew you could make pictures, but it wasn't like a hidden desire, like I had a hidden desire to show the world anything yet during that time. Yeah, but that's how I started.
How did the world change then when you got your hands on a tablet for the first time? You know, I mean, because I've seen a lot of digital artists when they first start without using a tablet and they're painting by mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can imagine how long it must have taken to do something like that.
Yeah, I think I tried doing that for first 2-3 pieces. It takes quite a long time and I'm like thinking there has to be an easier way. And it's a good thing my friend introduced me the tablet. Seriously.
Yeah, along comes somebody like Intuos.
Right. It was. I think it doesn't matter. I've seen people paint with mouse, like they make amazing artworks. And
I don't know, how do you do that?
Yeah, a lot of patience. And I don't know, skill.
But I think when it comes to art, it's, you know, it depends on the person. You know, apart from patience, you need creativity as well, right? But my God, not everyone would be as patient as an artist, man. I can't. I'm the very impatient person. I like to draw. I mean, not that I can really draw very well. I love colouring. I love art, but I don't know why.
How many of those adult colouring books do you have? No, okay. So we're going to, Adeline, we're going to be talking about Overwatch for a moment, right? You know the game, Overwatch.
Obviously.
Right. So you were saying that you bond, if you like, with certain characters or certain worlds, right?
Yes.
And currently right now, I see that your world that you're embroiled in is Overwatch.
Yes.
The characters behind Overwatch, specifically the two brothers, Hanzo and Genji.
Yes.
What is it about the world of Overwatch that kind of appeals to you? And before you answer that, let me tell you quickly why I think it's a wonderful world. I think what the game developers have done, Blizzard, they've created this world where you know it's not real. It's hyper-colorful. It's hyper-fast. It's all of these things that make a comic book, yet it's alive, and it feels almost as though it's breathing, right?
Yes.
That's what I feel. What about you?
Okay, when Overwatch first started, my colleague actually got to play the open beta, and everyone was really hyped about it, and I was like, oh, it's this new Blizzard game. You know, I was never an FPS type of person. And then they were like, Charmaine, you have to watch this short film, because Blizzard released a couple of short films before the game was officially released, and I watched a lot of them. And because I'm an animation, I'm in the animation industry, right? And like, the animation is so good, the storytelling is so good, I instantly fell in love. And the particular short film I fell in love with was Dragons, which is Hanzo and Genji's one.
Right.
I think that short film was mainly to appeal to girls. I'm so sure of it.
Like, so, I mean, just to kind of, for people who don't know, give us a kind of backstory as to what the relationship between these two characters
is. Yeah, tell me. I don't know.
Okay, so basically it's two brothers. There's the younger brother Genji, who did not want to take responsibility in their clan, and the older brother Hanzo, who wants to work with the younger brother to, like, you know, build a better business. Something like that. And but the younger brother didn't want to. He wants to play, and Hanzo had to get rid of him.
He was a bit of a playboy.
Yeah, he was a playboy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Hanzo accidentally killed him during this fight. They got violent. And Genji came back as a cyborg.
Yeah. He's a cyborg ninja.
Yeah, he's a cyborg ninja now.
Interesting.
It's awesome. It's
I
like this.
Play it, yeah.
You need to play this game.
Yeah. Lots of.
Okay, so, but these characters then, these two characters. What is the appeal for you? Is it the familial brotherly love relationship you want to kind of expand on? Because if you look at some of your artwork, a lot of the stuff that you do that I've seen, there are more than one character in there. It's not just a single portraiture.
Yeah. So, like, a single portraiture is, like, sometimes it's, like, easier to do. But what I really like to do is, like, when two characters are interacting, because there's chemistry there, there's interaction, and I think those are important, especially, like, because when I watch animation, it's always more interesting when there are two characters together and, like, how one character reacts to the other. So I guess I'm putting it in just a single frame. And with Hanzo and Genji, it was easy for me to do that. Like, I would be drawing more of Overwatch, but I'm too busy playing it. So the problem is I'm too busy playing the game.
But it's always good to play the game and to understand the game in order to draw.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah, at least you have a better idea, you know, a better point of view, you know, which side and then angles and all.
Yeah, I tried the game. And what really made me love the game is the voice interactions between the two between characters. Like, not just Hanzo and Genji. There's so many other characters who interact. They have really cute interactions, very funny interactions. And what I like about the game is how balanced the gameplay is. Anyone can pick it up. Anyone who's a very pro FPS player or beginners like me, we could pick it up. And, like, you can... It's because the game is so balanced. Like, you, if you're not a good... You don't aim very well, you can play support. If you aim very well, you can start playing all the offensive characters. And because, like, you need teamwork in this, it's not just like a shooter where if you don't know how to aim, you can't play this at all. It's like you need the support to be there, you need the tank to be there, and you need the offense to be there, right? And it's a very balanced game. I really like it a lot. I can't stop playing it.
Clearly, it's inspiring you.
Yeah, it is. It's really. Really something. It's a really, really nice game. I really thank Blizzard.
Right.
So how long does it take for you to draw a character?
This is, let me interrupt, right? There's a painting that she's done. Mm. The one that you showed me, and it was from Interstellar.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like a screenshot almost. Mm. And it's incredibly detailed. And I said, how long did this take? She's like, an hour and a half.
What?
Yeah. What? It's incredible. We have to post that picture up, Henry, later on. We'll link to that.
Okay, so that's an hour and a half. So what's the fastest?
Like, it's not about speed. It's more like that was a screenshot study. So basically, the screenshot is already there. Yeah. So what I'm doing is just replicating it in my style. That it was more like a study. Like, okay, I'm studying color, I'm studying value, material from this. It's very sketchy. It's not like an artwork I would sell because it's not my idea. It's not like I didn't construct it myself, you know. But the other artworks, it takes more time. 8 hours, sometimes 18 hours. It depends on how complex is it. Whether it has a background, whether it has weapons, or like, does it have like very difficult clothes to draw? And yeah, it's not, I don't think it's about speed. It's more like sometimes like you could spend a long time on an artwork, it doesn't come out at all, and it'll be sitting in my folders for months, and I don't touch it at all. And then one day I'll be like, oh, I can do it now, because maybe I've improved in skill and I can finally draw that one part that I could not draw.
Let me ask you a question about relating the skills that you have to other people.
Yes.
In terms of your illustration work, right? You pretty much taught yourself how to do this.
Yes, yes.
How do you kind of... I mean, because when you learn something yourself, it's very intuitive. You know how to do things.
Yeah.
You know, how do you tell somebody who's never done it before or has a background but is maybe they've learned things differently to the way that you have? How do you kind of adjust their mindset or help their mindset to be more creative?
Okay, so I think the first advice I always give my students is draw what you like, what you want to draw, not what's popular. Not what's in or trendy right now.
Right.
Just draw what you want. If you like skulls, just draw skulls. You like to draw pretty girls, draw pretty girls. Because when you have the interest, you want to improve on that.
Yeah.
Let's say you want to draw a pretty girl and you realize, okay, the girl is not pretty enough. Why? Is it because the hair is not to your liking? Or is it, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just do what you want to do. If you want to draw animals, just draw animals. And I think that's a good step on trying to be an artist. Then you're like, showing people what you like. And if someone likes it, then you have a connection there, because then people will talk to you about it. And you can I like to talk to artists who if I see their work and I see a particular thing they like, I can tell a bit of their personality in it. Mm. And I like that. It's a bit disappointing when I see an artist and I go like, oh my god, do you like this character? And they're like, no, I don't actually play it, or I don't watch it. And I get very disappointed when I hear that. I'm like, oh, okay, that's disappointing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we've got to take a short break, folks. We'll be right back after these messages, of course. We've got news from Page 2 coming up. Just a quick reminder, we have a giveaway this evening, 0162019000. That's a number to remember.
That's right. Send a chance to win a Malaya watch. All thanks to our friends at Malaya Watches. Now, the question is, J.C. Leyendecker was a premier cover illustrator for which popular magazine in the US? Send your name and your ID number to 0162019000. Tell us why you deserve to win.
Right back after these messages, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Jones.
This is...
Prawn Me.
I think she's thinking, should I say Charmaine or should I say Prawn Me?
Yeah, I never know. I'm like, how do I introduce her? If you want to follow her on Instagram, of course, it is PrawnM33, Prawn Me, of course. Head over to there and add yourself to her subscribe list. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there. There's, how long does it go back, this particular account?
A year and a half. Yeah.
There's some seriously good artwork on there. Head over to it. Check it out. We're going to put a link on our Facebook page as well. Now, a quick reminder, we do have a giveaway this evening. You can win yourselves a Malaya watch thanks to our friends over at Malaya Watches. All you got to do is answer this question for us.
Now, J.C. Leyendecker was a premier cover illustrator for which popular magazine in the US? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us where you deserve to win.
Moving swiftly along, of course, we got news from Page 2.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire! What's all the shouting?
Adeline.
A man from Britain named Oliver has forced a plane to divert after stripping naked and threatening to kill other passengers.
I don't know him.
You're
so,
a kind
okay.
of people.
Don't you dare. I don't know him. Wait, seriously.
So he's 34. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's now facing up 20 years of jail for getting drunk and showing his genitals to people on a plane. Yeah, I kid you not. So they were meant to fly from Mexico to Germany, mm-hmm. and he had to make an emergency landing in the States after he caused a disruption, like, obviously. And he caused a disruption, you know, threatening people that want to kill the passengers and, you know, getting drunk and all. Now, the thing is, he was actually, when he was on a plane, he asked for alcohol. Obviously, stewardess, you know, didn't allow. And obviously, he created a commotion. And once they depart, and he started stripped naked and asked the pilot to stop the plane.
I have friends, right?
Who are like that. What kind of friends do you have, Richard?
Can I finish my sentence first? When they do drink, and, you know, this is a few years ago, shall we say, he did like to strip naked, but he never threatened to kill anybody. Mm. This was while I was at university, in fact. I remember coming out of my hall and looking down the corridor and just seeing my friend sat at the end of the corridor, you know, in his birthday suit, and I'm like, what the heck are you doing?
Now, this
so
guy,
there are people out there that do this.
But this guy's
and I wonder
insane,
why.
You know, because after takeoff, he threatened to kill another passenger and threatened to intimidated a 3-year-old child.
My God.
Now, and then he wanted to urinate in the cabin, was helped to the toilet by a flight attendant, as well as someone who is nearby. Now, he said that he would... He threatened the people, the passenger on flight, and said that I have friends in Mexico and who would gladly kill for him. Like, dude, you're drunk. Okay, we all know that you're drunk. But in the first place, if you're going on a flight, you're going to be on a plane. Would the air stewardess, the flight attendant, would be aware if you have a drunk passenger? Mm. Number one, don't let your passenger be on a plane. Kick this
person
out.
I don't think we can blame the stewardesses, though. I mean, this guy is clearly an idiot.
So many people on the same flight.
Yeah, yeah, but this guy is clearly an idiot. And you know, if they're saying he could have how many years in jail?
20 years.
He deserves every day he gets.
He deserves that. Yeah. You know, don't get drunk. drink wisely.
Drink or don't drink at all. I mean, but thing is, if he's coming from Cancun, that place is known for one thing. That is, well, maybe
he lives there.
Two or three things, you know, for people that
he's
like
British,
cheap alcohol.
But yeah. He lives in Mexico.
All right, okay. I want to move on to somebody who's after attention of a different kind. So this guy, he loves the weather, right? And he loves talking about the weather.
Weatherman.
Right? He calls himself he's a wannabe weatherman, right? He's from the US. And all of his videos that he does is about him talking about the weather in his local area and, you know, what it's going to be like somewhere else. He's not employed by any weather station or anything. He's just an amateur who wants a bit of fun. Now, he's caused a bit of commotion this week. This guy's 21. What he did was to set a fire, right, in the woods near where he lives and then report about it as if it was, you know, a fire happening in his backyard, when in fact he'd set the fire. The idea was that he would get more Facebook likes because he was reporting on something immediate. This has just happened here, and I'm the first person to respond to it. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, how is he a wannabe weatherman? Because what is he working for someone?
That's what I just said. No.
How can he
does it himself for fun? For fun, right?
That's
so
stupid.
There was a TV show back in the late 90s called Mr. Show, right? And it was done by two comedians, and they were kind of mocking the way that news agencies are always the first on the scene, right? Always there. So
well, you want to be the first to report.
Right, exactly. And this is the problem with social media nowadays, right? You know, there's not much fact-checking on one thing or another. But that TV show back in the 90s, before social media became a thing, already did this sketch. They had this thing where the guy in the studio panned to a guy out in the woods who had literally just set fire to something. And you could see him kind of putting the fire out. And they were like, oh, we're first on the scene. It's Channel 6, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, there's nothing weirder than watching, you know, a TV show in the 90s actually predicting something that happens 20-something years later. It's crazy. But this guy's 21 years old. He's, you know, possibly spending time in jail.
So all he set the fire. Anyone put
all
it off?
For 2,900 likes on Facebook. That's all he got.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, even the police come out and said, you know, he's not a bad kid. He's just misguided. This guy is setting fires in the backwoods of
no,
Kentucky.
No, so he set the fire. So anyone put it off?
Of course. They had to call the fire brigade. They had to come and put it out. But, you know, something like this, if it were to happen in Australia, he would have been charged with attempted murder or something like that. Because a wildfire like that in Australia, oof, you know, it's a terrible, terrible thing to be doing. Anyway, there you go.
Well.
There we go. Happy stories. Anyway, happy stories today, right? All fun stories. Right. Charmaine, are you clearly you're a competitive person. I understand that you play competitive Overwatch. You've gone platinum already, so you've definitely got a competitive streak in you, right? All right. Let's do some questions then.
Oh, no.
It's a little thing that we like to call Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
Henry, okay over there on the buzzer? Yes. There we go. Adeline, okay on the bell. Charmaine, you've got 3 minutes to answer as many as you can out of 30 questions, right?
Okay.
If you don't know the answer, say skip.
All right.
Don't stick on it, all right? Your 3 minutes.
All right.
Start now. A scissor hold is used in which sport, taekwondo or wrestling?
Wrestling.
Vientiane is the capital of which Southeast Asian country, Laos or Vietnam?
Laos.
Akajau or Akaju is another name for which nut, a cashew nut or an almond?
Could you repeat that?
Akaju or Akajau is another name for which nut? Cashew or almond?
Cashew.
Correct. How many blue stripes are on the national flag of Thailand? One or two?
One.
Say hello to my little friend is a quote from which film starring Al Pacino, Scarface or Serpico?
Scarface.
Which country did the motor scooter originate in? Italy or China?
Italy.
Chlorophobia is the irrational fear of which colour, green or black?
Green.
The drink caipirinha is the national cocktail of which South American country, Portugal or Brazil?
Brazil.
Correct. Portugal's not in South America. Trick question. Yeah. Who composed the ballet Swan Lake, Peter Tchaikovsky or Ricardo Drigo?
Tchaikovsky.
How many red stripes are on the national flag of Austria, one or two?
Two.
What is the currency of Armenia, euro or dram?
Dram.
A haitiki would normally be worn around which part of the body, the head or the neck?
The neck.
Texas Hold'em is a variation of which card game, blackjack or poker?
Blackjack.
Poker. A left-handed boxer is called a what paw? A south paw or a north paw?
North paw.
South paw.
Sorry.
Kabuki. A form of highly stylized song, mime, and dance originated in which country? Japan or Korea?
Japan.
Who plays Alfred the Butler in the 2005 film Batman Begins? 2005, remember? Michael Caine or Jeremy Irons?
Michael Caine.
Which event is sometimes referred to as the hop, skip and jump, long jump or triple jump?
Long jump.
No, triple jump. Oh. What is the brand name of the fabric hook and loop fastener which had its commercial introduction in the late 50s? Velcro or Zippo?
Velcro.
In mathematics, how many sides does a rhombus have? Four or five?
Five.
Four. A hexagon is a plane figure with how many sides and angles? Six or seven?
Six.
In the human body, which teeth are known as the cutting teeth, the incisors or the fangs?
Incisors.
Which G means to reduce to small shreds, grate or graze?
Grate.
Seppuku, part of the code of samurai warriors, is better known by which name? Harakiri or kamikaze?
Harakiri.
Which S is a large dung beetle regarded as being sacred in ancient Egypt, the scarab or the sunflower beetle?
Scarab.
In medicine, dysphagia is difficulty in doing what? Swallowing or vomiting?
Swallowing.
A tetralogy is a collection of how many books in a series? Three or four?
Three.
It's four. I'll give you one final question. What is a female antelope called? A doe or a mare?
A mare.
It's a doe!
Oh, no.
We are out of time. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. It's me, Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And this is...
Prawn Me.
We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
Prawn Me.
Prawn Me.
What's your name? Prawn Me. I'm your
Jacquay. Hey. Are you really? Okay, so just before the break, we asked Charmaine, Prawn Me, a whole bunch of questions unrelated to what she does for a living. We're going to go through some of the questions she got wrong first, then tell her how well she did. I know she's sat on her hands going, tell me, but we're not. Quick reminder, 0162019000, if you want to win a watch, here's a question.
J.C. Lane Decker was the premier cover illustrator for which popular magazine in the U.S.? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us where you deserve to win.
Okie dokie. Go through some of the questions.
Now, Texas Hold'em is a variation of which card game is poker? A left-handed boxer is called a what paw? Is southpaw. Which event is sometimes referred to as a hop, skip, and jump? Is triple jump. In mathematics, how many sides does a rhombus have? Is four.
Is that it?
Got a few more la, but don't have
okay,
to.
Okay, la. We just do the drum roll. Ready?
Do it, la. Ladies and gentlemen, Charmaine Lee, also known as Prawn Me, scored 21 points.
Yay! Woo! Not bad. How many
it's
questions did we get
not
through?
Bad.
20 what?
28. No, 27.
Well done.
That's not bad.
That's some pretty good odds, that, right? Yeah. Right, so we've told people about your Instagram page.
Yes.
Is there anywhere else we can send them?
Your website?
My Tumblr.
Your Tumblr. When are you next exhibiting as well? Anywhere?
I will be at AFA Singapore in 3 weeks' time.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the next one is Comic Fiesta in Malaysia.
When is that?
December,
right?
18th?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So, what's the address for your Tumblr?
It's a bit hard to think the website.
We'll post it up on the Facebook page. Yeah. Okay. Right, so, thank you very much for coming. It's been enlightening, you know. I've really enjoyed this chat about digital art and how you do it and one thing or another. You've kind of demystified some of it for me, right? Because we were talking a little bit just outside. Because I always assumed it would, not assumed, but, you know, it was layers upon layers upon layers. And she's just, just draw it.
In 1.5 hours. I know.
Yeah, we have to post a picture.
You're so talented.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Adeline.
We've asked a question earlier. J.C. Lane Decker was a premier cover illustrator for which popular magazine in the U.S.? And the answer is...
Saturday
Evening
Post.
There you go.
All right.
If you answered correctly, you may well be hearing from us and you get your grubby little hands on a watch.
Malaya watch.
Now, we've got some facts to throw out. Adeline, what do you got?
I want a Malaya watch too, Richard.
Do you? Ask them then. Hello, people at Malaya Watches. Can Adeline have a free watch, please? There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. Okay, so, fact.
You go first.
Amsterdam has 350 outdoor festivals every year. The one city. Malaysia has what? Six? That for the entire country.
Chill, bro.
Amsterdam, the one town, has 350 per year.
All right, so the Star Wars lightsaber sound was made by combining the hum of an idol, film projector, and the buzz from an old TV set.
Okay, done. I'm done.
Are you okay, Richard?
No, I'm having a very bad day. Anyway, Prawn Me, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Adeline, thanks for sitting there.
You're welcome, Richard.
Henry, thank you for, you know,
buzzer.
Being Henry. It has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Chu.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.